AGCO suspends alcohol and lottery registration at Oshawa convenience store. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario has immediately suspended the license to sell alcohol and the retail lottery registration for All-in-One Convenience Oshawa following a police investigation into alleged criminal activity. On March 21, 2026, the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, issued an order suspending the convenience store's liquor license and retail lottery registration after receiving information from the Durham Regional Police Service, DRPS. The move concerns the outlet at 152 Park Road South in Oshawa, where DRPS executed search warrants on March 18, 2026, and seized controlled substances, reportedly stolen alcohol, illicit cigarettes, and other items. Three people were arrested in connection with the raids. AGCO said the decision to act immediately was taken to protect public safety and preserve the integrity of Ontario's regulated alcohol and gaming markets. The suspension came into effect the Saturday after the police operation and is an interim regulatory measure while enforcement and investigative steps continue. Operating a business with a liquor license in Ontario is a privilege that comes with clear legal obligations, said Dr. Karen Schnarr, Chief Executive Officer and Registrar of the AGCO. The AGCO works closely with law enforcement to ensure businesses are operating responsibly. When licensed premises are linked to unlawful activity, the AGCO will take all appropriate actions to protect the public. The AGCO's order was issued under powers granted by provincial statutes, subsection 13(2) and 3 of the Liquor License and Control Act 2019, and subsection 14(1) and 2 of the Gaming Control Act 1992. Those provisions allow the registrar to suspend licenses and registrations where doing so is in the public interest. Industry observers say the agency's rapid response underscores an increasingly coordinated approach between regulators and police to tackle criminality linked to licensed premises. Swift suspension in cases tied to alleged trafficking or theft sends a clear signal to the sector that compliance failures or evidence of criminality will lead to immediate regulatory consequences, said Alex Monroe, a Toronto-based regulatory lawyer specializing in liquor and gaming law. For businesses, this highlights the importance of robust compliance programs and immediate cooperation with law enforcement. Under Ontario's administrative framework, a license or registration holder served with an order of immediate suspension has the right to appeal the registrar's action. That appeal must be filed within 15 days to the License Appeal Tribunal, an independent adjudicative body within Tribunal Ontario. The tribunal reviews whether the AGCO's decision was appropriate, given the evidence and the public interest. Representatives for All-in-One Convenience Oshawa did not publicly respond to the AGCO action at the time of publication. Durham Regional Police confirmed the search warrant activity and the arrests, but said the investigation remains ongoing. No charges were detailed by police immediately following the March operations. License appeal and legal framework. If the license holder appeals, the License Appeal Tribunal will hear the case and consider both the AGCO's evidence and any material presented by the store. Depending on the tribunal's finding, the suspension could be upheld, varied, or overturned. Beyond administrative proceedings, criminal investigations by DRPS may result in separate charges and prosecutions in provincial court. The AGCO's action follows a pattern of regulatory enforcement in Ontario, where agencies have increasingly relied on immediate suspensions to manage risk and protect consumers. For licensed retailers and landlords, the case is a reminder that regulatory privileges can be revoked quickly when businesses are found to be associated with illegal activity.